The New and Beginning Farmer Program is now accepting applications. I'm Mike Davis, and this is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. And Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to tell us about the South Carolina New and Beginning Farmer Program. The applications for the program for 2018 and 19 are being accepted. Commissioner, can you tell us what makes this program unique and how it helps farmers in the ag industry here in South Carolina?
Well, Mike, the name is pretty revealing on this one. New and Beginning is just what it means. Are those folks who have an interest to be in farming, or those who have a basic amount of experience in farming for a number of years, meaning that they're two different tracks, if you will, for that. But it is designed for folks who want to be a part of this industry to just get immersed in as much information and study before they put a seed in the ground or plant a tree or buy a cow or whatever the investment might call for. We want them to be as versed and well-prepared as possible. So, again, I think it's been in existence 5 to 6 years maybe. You're right, the applications are out now. The deadline is July 15. One thing to keep in mind, listeners and interested people will need to go to the website because the applications must be filled out online. Mm-hmm. And that website is scnewfarmer.org. So it's all spelled out just like, again, it would, you would think, scnewfarmer.org. Find those applications. And again, as I said earlier, there are two tracks that people can participate in. One is those with, again, no experience in farming, or those with maybe 3 years or more. We do need folks to be 18 years of age or longer, and we do have a limit of 50 people. You know, if we get a great number of folks, which we hope we do, then it's up to the program staff to decide on those 50 persons. So, a pretty involved program. I participate in it. The department staff participates in it. It's managed by Clemson Extension's agribusiness folks, Dr. Dave Lamie, L-A-M-I-E. He is the program director. So it's a great service that, again, several agencies, Department of Agriculture along with Clemson, put on for those interested in our industry.
What are some of the things that these new and beginning farmers will learn through this program? In other words, why apply for this program?
Well, it has to do more with the business side of farming. If a person wants to be in farming and they say, well, I've got a plan, well, this program is designed to just help them develop that plan with more specificity and then sort of go through what might go wrong on it. They have 7 business development workshops that people would go through. It's not designed to teach you how to grow corn. Clemson Extension, I'll use that as an example, but Clemson Extension is there for that. This is designed around the business side of farming. As I've said for the years, with farming, I think it's a three-legged stool, and that is the agronomic or husbandry of producing something. It is the business side of managing it, and we feel it is the marketing side of selling it. So this New and Beginning Farmer Program talks about that second leg, the business side of having a successful farm.
Well, it sounds like a terrific program. And if you could, give our listeners that address once again where they can go to apply.
All right, the website is, again, SC New Farmer. All written together, scnewfarmer.org.
And as the commissioner said, the deadline to apply is July the 15th, so get your application in as soon as possible. The South Carolina New and Beginning Farmer Program. Get your application in now. I've been talking with Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.